Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom was very heavily anointed. A dear lady named Deborah wrote us a prayer request, and as he was hearing that request and the Holy Spirit was speaking to him, God sent a message, and this is the message that you're going to hear today. And there's also a prophetic message involved, too. It's just a wonderful message, and the power of the Holy Ghost was here. We just praise the Lord for His goodness. Thank you for joining us.
She said she dreamed she was carrying a child, and it broke the water. What could mean spiritually, and it could mean that she's been carrying this without her daughter for a long time. 911's not going to help her. What's going to help her is, and I have to admit it, because I've been really searching the Word here lately, but we have been very lax. But that's one of the great things. The Bible says, Paul says, preach Christ and Him crucified. Through the blood of the cross, when Jesus stood up on that cross, and His arms were nailed, His feet was nailed, that as He gave up His life, it started the resurrection of the church. At that point is where all power comes from. It doesn't come from singing songs. And the Holy Ghost is actually, He follows the Spirit of Jesus. And the Bible talks about the Lord calls us to be knowledgeable unto God. And if we're not knowledgeable unto God, it's just like a diesel engine mechanic, and he's not knowledgeable of that engine, he's not going to put it together right. And we're the same way. We've got to take the Word of God and move upon it. These promises are there for us that we might grow deeper toward Him. And it could be this dream that God's going to use you in a very special way. And 911's not going to help you, but you're going to receive your help from your spiritual help. And I believe the first place that you can start is start claiming what Jesus did for you upon that cross. Claiming it in entirety, because that's where it all starts from. When we become a new child of Christ, former things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Now, the church don't believe that, but that's what the church is sort of out of step with God. See, the church is what God wanted to be, but if the church don't line up with God, then we can't blame God where people are living. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. There should have been a perfection that started taking place. And we start out simply in a simple way. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. How does He strengthen me? He strengthens me from what He did upon the cross. If you don't have that in your mind, you're putting out, that's the sacrifice. If God gives us the sacrifice, and if it's not very important to us, we don't get very much out of it. And it's the part of the basis where all things are come from. Apostle Paul talks about the cross many places. And the cross was the terribleness that brought Jesus to that place of agony upon the cross, that He give us precious blood that we as God's children might live. But God approved of it. And Jesus said, I'll do it. Well, behooves us in simple faith to start with putting my pressures on my things, my needs, and saying the way of the cross leads home. There used to be the old timers used to say, by the blood. But this is even deeper than that. This is the blood is what came out of Jesus, but the sacrifice is Jesus was on the cross, and through that the cross bearer His sacrifice. That's why it's so important and us to receive it with that, because it a place that we can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. These things don't work unless we start getting Him right with God. The church is in so much chaos. They're wandering like a bunch of lost sheep. They're not sure of themselves. And I truly believe if we get up to the Lord and say, Lord, I praise You this day. I thank You for Your real. And I come to You this day in the name of the Father and in the Son. And I come to You all the sacrifices I take it into my life, and I let You know that's the purpose that You came for. See, we're giving up the purpose that Jesus came for. That is the purpose. There's these funny religions that's coming for us, purpose-driven church. And all these things are not by the Spirit. They're not by the edifying. And we got to get it all back to where it should be. It's like if I mess up on an engine, I've got to tear it back down and start and say, where did I mess up? Well, I see it right here. I got to go back the first step. And that's the first step we've been leaving out. The churches don't say enough about that. But it's very important we do it. And when we do that, then we're available by the Holy Spirit to let God come down and touch us that we might grow to a deeper direction. And I truly believe this, we have leaving out so much principles in the church, Lord Jesus Christ, but that's why there's not no power. We went away from God instead of going to Him. Our directions is very willful. We want to do it ourselves, and that's the number one point. We are not in it. God's in it. We have to come and let Him put us in it. We have to decrease that He can increase. When Jesus, upon that cross, He decreased, He gave us total life. It was spilled out on that cruel cross. That's so, I see it right now. It was there for my stead, for your stead, for all the whole world, that we could receive adoption as the children of God and come unto His grace with His praise, that we have His special benediction upon us, our blessings, benedictions at the end of it. But we need those blessings at the end of it will be right. We need to seek God as but we have never sought Him before, and we truly need to have some old-time prayer meetings. Where we start is on the cross of Jesus. Oh, Father, cleanse me. Oh, that sacrifice that Jesus did, cleanse me. Make me, immerse me with your blessing. Put out your total package in my life. Touch me in a mighty way. You know, I see in my spirit right now, Christians are like having a master craftsman and don't have the right tools. Nothing happens. There's some things on some engines you've got to have the right specification, but also the right tool. And I truly believe that we have been so far from craftsmen, we're not very diligent. We're very sloppy. We're without excuse. Because we haven't sought God in that manner that was putting, what did He do first for us? He did it on the cross. That was the first thing He did. That's what started the church, on the cross. So there's some of these people that are falling up, and we don't need that in our church because we know that. We know that. No, we're supposed to humble ourselves. We're in the search. We can't reach it, tangibly have it, unless we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I want it all. I don't want part. I want it all. And I want to come into you with a place that you are pleasing with what I have to offer you. If our sacrifice is not pleasing, Cain's sacrifice was not pleasing. Abel's sacrifice, God was pleased. And that's the way we are. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice is only your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Transformation, that's a change. Turn about 180 degrees. From east to west, that's what we're to have. We're to have that agape power, the glory of God. We should have the Spirit of God. Oh, no, limited. The joy of the Lord. We should have the joy of the Lord as our strength. We should be filled with the Spirit of God, with overflowing. My cup runs over. We need to have our cups running over in this last hour because we're walking very limited. Most of the people don't have an overflow. They don't even know what it's about. When you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, because you need to make this plain that it's Jesus' sacrifice while you're getting there. And I thank you, Father, for that sacrifice. I thank you that all the principality of the air could not get it where Jesus, the Bible says that if they had known it, they would not have had Jesus' sacrifice. Because His sacrifice on the cross broke all powers, all principalities, brought healing to their bodies. It brought salvation. It brought everything into existence. It happened because of what He did on the cross. At that time when Jesus died, it was very important. He did more. He gave us the whole Bible. It's all His. He made it was ours at that time. And we as God's people must be sure to show emphasis on Him. There's people that don't really have no emphasis on Jesus. He's beyond, He's God. He's God's Son. And we must know Him as the power, the witness of God's glory, that we would be walking in His presence. We can't walk in the presence of God without having, saying and knowing and putting forth, I want that. I want the Savior. Nothing else will do me. I've got to have Him. And with that, you search for Him, you're going to surely have Him. The Bible says, seek ye first His kingdom. What we haven't got, the Spirit of God in many places, Jesus gave a package without the Holy Spirit, where you should be unlimited. The Holy Ghost and the light as a multiplication that brings that even deeper. But there should be a nub of the Lord that changes you. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a new creature. And we should know that in our heart. Oh, without that love of God, I would not be here today. I would not know. I'm ashamed of myself. But God made it where we don't have to be ashamed of ourselves. We can retain that first love. We can receive the same joy, the maximum of God's glory, where there's no end. There's no end to what God wants to develop in His people. But His people have not come properly unto Him. And that takes place as we get our knees on the, say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Jesus, what you paid, what you did on the cross, what you paid in full, that I would not be a castaway. Oh, that I could be saved. And Lord, I want to, every day from this day on, I want to say to you, I thank you for the sacrifice. I thank you, Lord, for you're my healer. You're my everything. And I'm not nothing, but you're everything. Father, I just love you. And I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. I didn't realize I've been listening. Some of the churches of the United States and all the world don't really believe in anything. And it's sad. We've got the most fantastic, there's no description. God birthed the church through Jesus. He started the church. That's there on the cross. He started the church. He brought fellowship of the Holy Spirit upon earth. He set that in motion. He set these things in motion that we can receive power. And they're tangible to us that we can grasp them and we can take a hold of and we'll receive a blessing. Well, not just a blessing, but we'll receive an atonement of sin. We'll see a powerful structure over that the enemy cannot take away. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But on the other half, God's the other way. I give you abundance of overflowing of power. And my church hasn't received it. I say my church has not received that power that I have given them. I've given them my glory. I fill them my cup. I fill their cups over, and I say they're still wayward. They're still looking to others. They're looking to things of self. And I say self has to die. Self is part of it. Self, at that time when you accept the Savior, you should die out this world because you should have a new one. The principality of the air, you're still holding on to the principality of the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. You need to hang on to that new, that Jesus set you free, that you might be more than conquerors through Him which loves you, that you'd receive a blessing, that you'd be faithful, you'd walk upright, you'd be a vessel without spot. And I say I'm looking for my church without spot or wrinkle. But I see very few. I see, though, there's too much self in my church. My church is full of self. Oh, they got so much self, and my people must dissolve that. They must surely seek me, that they're nothing without my help. And they're not so important that they don't need me. They think they know me, but yet they do not know nothing about me. I say, choose thee as this day. I choose you to follow me, and not to follow no other. That you to seek the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you would witness the cross, and say, yes, I want the cross in my heart. I want the will of God. I want to be separate. I want to be a person, a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. But I say my church is very wayward. They have gains. They have great things of comes from man. But I want my people to be led by me. I want my people to eat my word. I want people to study my word. I want people to pray without ceasing. I want people to enjoy what I've given them. I've given them eternal hope. I've given them my respect. And when I give them my respect, I want them to be a child of praise, a child of honor. I don't want a child to be disobedient. I don't want a child to be hateful. I don't want a child to be self-willed, walking pridefully. All these conditions that come from the way of the world. I say, when Christ comes into your heart, my people, you need to take on His nature. You need to take on joy, love, peace, goodness, meekness, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, all of the things that come by from the Father of love. I tell you this day, seek me and you shall surely find me. For I'm here to help thee this day. I'm here, if thou wilt call upon me, I'll be a witness in thy heart, and thou shalt be ready. My people, wait upon me, and ye shall surely find me. I say, if you shall surely seek for me, ye shall surely find me. For I'm looking for those ones will put me first in their lives. Does not my word says, seek ye first his kingdom, and all these other things shall be added. I say, my people are living in the time, but they got many, many gods. They got many gods. The gods of lust, they got the god of all the different gods. They're working there, and then they wonder why they're so confused. They're walking in pure confusion, said the Spirit of God. They're walking in disobedience. And the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Disobedience is, it's not good. I say, my people, seek me and you surely find me. Call upon me and I'll bless you. Seek me and I'll walk with thee. For I love thee, my ones. I love thee. Come, my ones. Come, come. Pray to me and I'll help thee in a mighty way. Thank you, Father. We can see the handwriting on the wall. The coming of the Lord is very soon. There's people now that's trying to get this word out to people in America, but I'm not sure how long that's going to last. God wants us to be ready. And the only way to be ready is just seek God. It's just simple. Seek Him. There's too much of the world in us. We got plans for other plans. And so we got a little 1 minute segment here for the Lord, and here we got 23 hours and 48 minutes of the world. And we give Him back a couple, 5 or 6 minutes, then we do the same thing over the next day. Yes, we want that 23 hours and a half. We give that little few minutes. But the Lord says we just seek Him first. Seek ye His kingdom. Seek what God has for us. God's love is beyond anything imaginable we can think. It changes our life. It changes our personalities. It changes all things about us. In ourselves, the natural man is very mixed up with themselves until they receive Jesus Christ. Says, ye hath he quickened or dead and dressed, but when we once walked all according to the course of the power of the air, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Our problem is we hang on to that after we're saved. We want to take it with me. I still like to go down and be at the boys here. I like to do this. I like to do these things. I know that God understands it. No, God wants us to start crying to get out of it. He'll work with you, but you got to have a gradual steps up, not down. When you go down, you disappoint Him. God wants you not to be a disappointment. God wants you to be a blessing. See, God made us that we would be a blessing upon this earth. And we'd walk like Job walks and like many Bible talks about. They're that we can take models. We can act out Jesus walk. He walked being led by the Spirit. So that's I can tell you that also. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So that's in the Word of God. So I can start acting on these words that I received from the Bible, that means me. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. Well, I can understand that. He says, call to me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. I can understand that. And when we start putting these words into our, we start acting on what we put into our, that's like about the cross. Paul said, we preach no other message but the cross of Christ and Him crucified. That's what the crucifixion of Christ is. Paul said that we all should want to do it. People say, oh, the ministry is too bloody. Well, Jesus Christ paid with His precious blood that you and I might be saved. That's what the bottom line is, that we, the blood of Jesus Christ was spilled upon that cross that we might be saved. Without it, we've no hope. We're going to miss the way. We're going to miss the mark. We need to enjoy the Lord. I'll tell you, salvation is to enjoy. 1942, I was going down the second time to meet eternity, and a young fellow pulled me out, and I give my heart to the Lord, and I've never been sorry. It's the most special time. Oh, come a glory God before you, who can be against you? Greater is He that's in you, He's in the world. I can remember even a little boy, how God would come down and touch me in a great mighty way. I remember about a few months after I gave my heart to the Lord, I was on second base at noontime. The boy came up to me and he had a knife and he says, I'm going to cut your heart out right now. Boy just scared me to death. And then something took me and my fist hit his jaw and put him unconscious. The principal came over there, and I thought, oh, I'm in trouble now. He said, don't worry, he's right. You just did what was had to be done. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I've seen God touch me. But sometimes these things happen. There's sometimes that there's not an angel there, so God puts an angel in you, and the Spirit of God in you, and you know what to do. And that saved my life. I know when I was going down that drowning, my life, I still remember, I was just going down, hand talk, I heard this voice say, don't fight me, I'll get you out. Well, I just relaxed, and he got me out. He knew how to swim, and I didn't know how to swim. And that's what we are. We need to learn how to swim spiritually. We need to learn to swim against the current of tide. We need to swim in the spirit of holiness. We must walk in the spirit of God. We must be educated in the word of God. We must call upon God. We must search for him. Because God has a plan for us. He's got a hope that's so steadfast, so sure. That lady just called in. I just pray that God will bless her right now, this very second. Oh, move upon her in a mighty way. I pray, Lord, that dream she had, I believe it's about her. And if she'll keep on with God, she's going to receive a supernatural healing that's going to take place in that daughter. She starts reading about what the cross means for her. I know she's received the baptism, the Holy Ghost, but I would like her for homework to just search in the Bible about all those places. And then thank God for the cross. Thank him. And she's going to see that our prayers are going to be honored mightily. And she's going to receive results. She's going to have faith. She should stand in for that daughter. And in the name of Jesus, I'm not letting no powers of darkness take her. She's my child. And I'm going to, on her behalf, I'm going to move out by faith. And God's hand will be on you and he'll move mightily through you. You can bring forth a victory. This day I say, be not afraid, but God will be with you. Look to him. He'll surely comfort you this day. He'll bless you. But I know that's what that dream means. He means that you can't call 911. You can call 911. You can call the churches every place. And there's so many of them in confusion. They don't know what's even going on. But you can call the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is not confused. He's walking hand in hand with God the Father, God the Son. And he's full of glory. He's full of miracles. He's full of signs and wonders. He's full of what it takes to live holy. And if you will seek him, you'll surely find him. And you'll receive strength to stay. You'll see atonement. And you'll see your daughter healed in the name of Jesus. God be glory to God, be all praise. God be all honor. Bless this lady. Bless her. And by the way, bless all of you out there. All of you that's having trouble. Remember, the Holy Ghost is here to help you. The Holy Ghost is here to strengthen you. But I say, all you people out there, read about what the cross means to you. When I started seeing, I wasn't where I should be in that myself. I didn't put enough emphasis in the cross. The cross. That's what God... It was the cross. It was that hour, that moment when Jesus died. That's the pivot point. If we miss that, we miss all. Because Jesus, oh, I feel the glory. That brings Jesus is promising all the Spirit of God. He said, needful that I go away, for I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him. And that comforter is here to help you today. But I believe that we start by putting purposing in our minds, our hearts. It's through the blood of the cross. It's through the time that Jesus died. He died that we might be saved. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you. Being saved when you're going down is a great moment. I was sinking deep in sin. Far from this peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within. Sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Love lifted me, and love will lift you this day. Love will touch you in a mighty way. I pray that God will bless you this day, strengthen you this day. Bless you in a mighty way, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. God bless. For I say, my people, the world is not looking for me. They have their own salutations, their own blessings, in spiritually. They're not after following after me. They would rather follow a man than me. They have their own suggestions, their own hopes. But I say my coming is very soon. And I say it's going to come at a time when men is not prepared. They're not ready. And doesn't my word says, lest that day come upon you unaware? But I say that day is coming. And I say many of my people are not looking for that day. Many are very good, but they're not looking for that day. They've forgotten. In my word, I said, when these things come to pass, my redemption will be as nigh on that time. My coming is soon. But my people are very questionable at times. My people are hot one day, next day they're down, and now one day they're close to me, the next day they're far from me. For I wish my people remain the same, as I remain the same, for I change not. And I say that is the work of my church, that they would not be changeable day to day. They stand before me, but up or down they're still the same. They're walking according to my spirit. They're walking according to the faith that I've given them. For I say, my people have not learned it's proper to walk in faith. It's proper to walk in the things that you have not seen. The evidence of not things are not seen. But you'd walk knowing your God. Knowing that I'll never leave you. Knowing that I have a plan for you. Knowing that I am your shepherd. And you don't have to walk, for I'll bless thee. Seek me and you shall surely find me. But I say, my people really don't seek for me. They look for things where they can, hopefully they can find me there, but it's not really for searching for me. They're satisfied in what they can, the way they can get it. And I say they're not determined to serve me. And I say they have forgotten, most all of them, they've forgotten what the cross means, about what it meant to me when my son was on that cross. How Jesus paid in full. And I say that is the pivot point on the New Testament church. My people must daily think about this. That's where all power was given. That's where all principalities were broken. That's when the gifts came in operation very soon. And I want my people to remember, search for me and they'll surely find me. I thought my people are getting very sure of their own self-will. My people must learn to know that it's in my will. It's by my strength. It's by my callings. My people must search for me. They must study to me. And I'm here to help my ones. But I say, my people are looking for the things that's in the world. This land that thou livest in, many things are going to fall. It's going to be like a big rock that's going to fall apart. It just crumbles. And the pieces go down and they're about little heaps here and there. I say, I'm not saying when the day is, but I say, thou must be ready. Thou must be prepared. But I say, when thou seest these times, the times, what you seek for, surely remember those days is close. The times of my coming is very soon. There's going to be troubles in the land. There's going to be heartaches, troubles that you cannot see. Disease. Medical problems are going to be real. Big things that will baffle the medical science. They won't have the answer because they've never seen it before. I say, you're living in that hour when the only thing that's sure is in the Lord thy God. Everything else is on shaking sand. Everything else is very loose. It's without stability. But I say, I have a strength for my people. And I will hold them in my mighty hand, and I shall shelter thee, and I shall protect thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall love thee. And I say, thou art going to need that love, because that love will give you that extra dimension that you need, my people. As I love you, you will feel my love, that my joy will be your strength. And I want my people to realize that I love them. I want them to realize that I should not have to coerce my people no longer to love me. They should want to love me because I am the great shepherd. I am the one that made this whole world. My people lose sight of that. They lose sight that I am everything. And this one that has everything can move upon them with a mighty hand. I say, when thou looks down to a little bug upon the earth and thou wilt even take its life, I say, I am the same way with people. I say, I can crush my people like bugs. I can do these things. It's in my power. But yet, I want to help my people too. I want to help my people. I want my people to live. I want my people to be with me in eternity. I want my people to have that overcoming life. I want my people to have fellowship with me, not fellowship with darkness. Many of my people have fellowship with darkness. That separates them from me. For I'm seeking a people that will be solid in the Lord their God, and I shall help them. Now, move upon them in a mighty way. I detest unrighteousness. I detest evilness. And I wish for my people to feel that same way. They detest these same things. The things that are far from my heart need to be far from your heart. The things that's close to my heart should be close to your heart. You should have what I have in you, saith the Spirit of God. My people, I love thee. Remember, I love thee. But surely thou must search for me, and you should surely find me, saith the Spirit of God. If you have anything, call in, because I want the Spirit of God to move every time that I speak. I want the Spirit of God. God don't move, there's no avail. But there's power when the Spirit of God's here. When the Spirit of God is here, that's alive, it's real, it's functional. It'll do the strength. It'll do what the will of God. And we're the only one who please God, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Being fruitful. Remember, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us. Boy, I felt the presence of God is here, and the Lord's really moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.